Simin Shin Gimel Sefir Ches, the Mechaber here brings down three different shitas as to the Dinim of Tachshitin. This is really, first of all, let's just clarify one thing before we start, and that is that this sif is referring to one aspect of the Chashash of Chazal, of why you cannot wear certain things in Mirshas Rabbah. One of the reasons is because you're scared that people are going to laugh at you when you wear these things and you're going to take it off. One of the reasons is because it's not a tachshit, it's not a beged, so we look at it as a masur. You stop carrying that, which is extra. And one of the reasons is that we're scared that you're going to pull it off to show people. It's a tachshit, it's beautiful, and you want to show people how nice it looks. Very common with that, bizmanimi that we can relate to, I think, is a kala. She gets a bracelet, she gets something, she takes it off, she shows it to everybody, whatever. This sif is dealing with the third, and only with the third aspect, and that is the chashash of tachshitin, which is maybe the biggest. Most people are not wearing clown costumes and other types of things that don't fit him, that people are mechayel them with money. And there are some issues of masri that we dealt with, things that you're going to fix, the tags and other things. However, this should be the most common because basically every woman bizmanenu has some sort of tachshitin that they wear. Earrings, or a bracelet, or necklace, rings, all types of things that women wear. And the shayla is, why is it mutter to wear? Why do we have to be choshish dilma shalfa umachmeh? Maybe she's going to take it off and show it to people. So Mechaber brings down three shitas. He says him like the first one, and he brings down two yeshayrims. He says him that Chazal were geizer, that anything which is usher to wear in the Shus Rabim is usher also to go into a chaser sheni murevis, which means a regular chaser outside, a yard outside, which is even a Rishus Yachid Batsim, but it doesn't have an eruv. And we're scared that if you go into that, then you're going to keep on walking, you're going to go into the Shus Rabim. May the Chazal usher that. Except for Kovel Upe Anachris, which you can even go into a chaser sheni murevis. The place can point out, and others point out that it's not referring to our shetels. Our shetels, bizmanenu, are not something which is on the top of the head, which you just pick up and you show it to somebody. It's what they cover their hair with, and it's for sneeze. No one's taking it off on the street. And no snood or tichol or anything like this people are taking off. They do talk about, they do have some chasidim, they have on top of their shetel, they have a hat, they have a white, depending on a white band or whatever, something that's not a band. A band that usually covers hair also. But like a white thing which goes on mamash on top of the shetel, that they talk about, maybe that is something that it would be nichlal in the pein ochos over here that they think would be awesome. That they should know that it's considered. So if that would be the case, if it's not just a beret, it's not just something which is in, or something which is to look nice, but it's then in the second shita is that not only is it also to go outside, you can't even wear it inside your house. Because if you wear it inside your house, then maybe you're going to walk outside your house, which is chashas of, you have a tissue in your pocket, maybe you're going to walk outside your pocket, walk out on Shabbos. And the third shita is that you're allowed to go with everything into a chaser, afilo enimu revis, you're even, you're allowed to go into, you're not allowed to go into Shazarabim, but you're allowed to go everywhere else, basically, not a crime list, maybe. Chaser Shinim Revis, you're allowed to walk with Tachshit. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings, the Mechaber brings down, that the Minig is, Nogu Anashim, let's go Tachshit. Now, Nogu, like the Pirim Gadol points out, is not Tachshit, and that's what Halacha is. Nogu can sometimes mean Shalayim Minadim. Mimelo, the Mechaber brings that over here, Yesha Amru, that Ataki is Asr. And Yesha Amru, that I really should be my what does she show? You know, you may see this. And there are those that are Malamed Tzchus to say that since Bizmanenu we don't have a Rishus Rabim, so therefore it's mutter to go out in Chatzur Sheinu Merevis, and it's mutter to go out even, not only that, it's mutter to go out in all our Rishus Rabim. That's Mishnah Berurah, the way Mishnah Berurah learned Mechaber, says that's what Mishmak and Lashon Mechaber, that's what Mechaber means. You're allowed to go out into any Rishus Rabim with all the Tachshitim, because the whole Gzeir doesn't apply anymore. The Gzeir was you might come to go into Rishus Rabim. This Bizmanenu that we don't have Rishus Rabbins, no Fala Yisrael, no Fala Binyan, we don't have Xero, and you're allowed to wear all the Tachshitim wherever you go. The Ramah seconds this, and the Ramah says a different reason why it's not. And this is really what the Aruch HaShulchan goes with the Halacha L'Maisa. And he says, if the first reason is the main reason, then we're going to be stuck according to all the Shitas of Rishonim that hold that you don't need to have 600,000 people to be considered Rishus Rabim Bizmanenu. And you can have Rishus Rabim even if you don't have 600,000 people. And Kibdumani, it's 11 against 12, as the Mishnah Berurah matches up in the Chilek Dalit of Rishonim. It's not Pasha Bechlal, how we pass in Lechol Meisah. He says, what are you going to do according to the Chelo Rishonim? That all that is us there, what are you going to do? He says, Elamai, the real reason is like the Ramah. The Ramah says it's not Shechiyach, since Bizmaneinu, Tashit and Rashlichi, but it's not Shechiyach for a woman to take off and Tashit and show somebody else. And that's Matthias. Says our Hashoch is married. And he says, Bizmaneinu, in those days they didn't have Ezes Nashim. Women didn't go to Shul. That's not much what he says. It's a woman didn't go to Shul. Women didn't stay, they stayed in their house. It wasn't common, he says. It wasn't common, even if there were places. It wasn't common in Krakow, I don't know if they had. It wasn't common to have Ezes Nashim. It wasn't common for women to go out. Kofu the Basmelech Pnimo. And that's like how it was for many, many, many generations, hundreds if not thousands of years. That's how most women should stay in the house, and the woman and the husband worked, and then the woman stayed in the house. The Meila, if they would go outside, and they had tachshitin, and people didn't have tachshitin, so you met somebody, you wanted to show it to them. Because my name, the woman are found that all outside, you go outside, Shabbos afternoon, they're all sitting in the park together, they're all showing, and they do this on a Sunday afternoon also. Sunday afternoon, they're also wearing tachshitin, they're also wearing earrings, he says, they're also wearing necklaces and bracelets, and they're not showing each other, they're not taking it off. All of a sudden, come to Shabbos, then they're going to start taking it off. So we don't have such a chash. Metzias, we see that we don't have such a chash. And the whole Metzias, Bizmaneinu, is different than it was in the times of Chazal. We made it all chash and manigia, and therefore, it would be mutter. Sounds from the Aruch HaShulchan, it's mutter straight up like Atchila. If you look at the Bir Halacha is not so happy with this. The bottom Bir Halacha is one liner, and he says, at the end, the Mechaber says, certain things be mer to the woman, because they'll listen to us for these things. Certain things that they'll listen to us about. He says, at the beginning, he said, they're not going to listen. So the Mishnah Berurah, and now, like that, you look at the Spirit of Chassa, it says, it's mutter. However, it would be good not to be Mesebuchanan. Imamash brings it down to Spirit of Chassa, not to be Mesebuchanan in the Maisa. The meaning certainly is not that way. No, it's mutter because the Ramah, and the mutter because supposedly Chazanish said, from the fact that the Ramah came along and said, the Mechaber came along and said that this is the minuk, and he gives a reason, he's Malam Tzchos, and the Ramah goes also and gives another. I said that was certainly the minuk, and that's how they go on Lachal Maisa. And that's the difference from the Tzitzit. That's all. He brings down. He says, he brings that down. And that's certainly the minuk. And even by places that are Daraisa, the Shaila is, by does this whole Shtikal Torah apply in a place where there's really a Rishis Ram Daraisa? If you hold that flap, which is the Rishis Ram Daraisa, the Shtikal Torah there apply. It's really telling you the two times. If you go to examine the Mechaber, it doesn't apply. Because the whole thing is goodbye to the fact we don't have Rishis Ram, so we do have Rishis Ram. If you go like the Ramah, which is the way the Rishis Ram goes, and that seems to be the Minig Olam, you go to Flatbush, even the people that don't hold the Erev, they're still wearing earrings. Both that best morning of the Shash. Of course, you go like the Ramah. And whatever, I'll be the mission of Peru. Allah Almighty, what the mission of Peru says, it's not Pasha Bechlal that you should be Mekel. He says, the Mice of Mutter, the whole thing seems as a Mutter Shushang and a Mizidim. You put on a black, I just want to know. You put on a black Bezmaneinu, even though you shall discuss. Why? Ramah says, the mission of Peru Allah says that we're not Mecha because Hanach Lehem the Yisrael, right? Hanach Lehem the Mutter Shushang and Hanach Lehem the Yisrael. So, and everybody does it. Everybody does it. And Bezmaneinu, the there's no time to put on a black Bechlal. There's no reason. Like Ramesh says, there's no reason for a black Bechlal. Nevertheless, everybody does it. Also, when it comes to here, the Maisa, Puk Chazi, Mayama Zebar, like the Rishalmi says, Kol, Mokim, Shemalachar, Shehalachar, Efevati, Mialtko, Puk Chazi, Mayama Zebar, and the Maisa, this was the meaning already 500 years ago for sure. The Rishain already dealing with this, and therefore, the Maisa, certainly not to be Mecha. You want to know, is there Mokim to be Machmer in a place where there's Rishus Arabim Gomer? The Chur, there is, Alpi, what the Berlach says.